to the United States, and the world's biggest technology companies are again putting their newest products on show to the public in Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show, or CES as it's known, has kicked off with a focus on virtual reality gadgets. Matthew Kustunen prepared this report.
Welcome to CES, the world's gathering place for all who thrive on the business of consumer technologies.
The Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, is an annual event where tech companies from around the globe show off their newest products to a global audience. Last year, more than 3,000 companies attended the event, launching hundreds of products. This year includes an interesting range of products, including an alarm clock that wakes you up with smell, and a sensor that you can put in your fridge to tell you when you're out of milk. Technology commentator Trevor Long.
My pick of the bunch is the Stop Snoring pillow, a pillow that has a small attachment, sits on the bedside table. When it hears you snoring, it just slightly inflates, opens your airwaves, and the snoring stops, so no more jabs in the ribs from your partner.
Inflating pillows aside, the focus on this year's CES is virtual reality and drones. Trevor Long again.
There's a drone here that you can sit in, so theoretically it's a helicopter. You don't fly, if you get my drift. So the thing about virtual reality is, I mean, we've been talking about this since Beyond 2000 was on television, but it's only now that we've been able to kind of do it so easily, cheaply, and make it very consumer-friendly. So putting a smartphone in a set of goggles takes you into a virtual world. What's interesting now is the content that we're doing, we're watching or interacting with. So you've got games being made, you've got little cameras called 360-degree cameras that are being produced so that anyone can film content that can be watched on these virtual reality goggles. And I think that's what will set it apart for this year being a growth category.
But virtual reality wasn't the only gadget straight from a science fiction film to be announced. Technology company Intel came to the stage showing off a Segway that also acts as a personal assistant. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich explains.
This particular self-balancing transportation vehicle actually has a real unique trick up its sleeve, is that this one transform into your own personal robot.
Hello world. It's been 1 hour and 12 minutes since I last seen the world. Good to be back.
We missed you too.
Intel's new robot won't be available until next year, but Australians should expect to see new cameras hitting shelves before Christmas this year. Trevor Long explains.
I think the Christmas this year will be a very heavily virtual reality based. There'll be cameras too, a lot of camera technology, even for kids here. So cameras are really jumping through kind of hoops this year to get to retail stores. So I think that'll be big. Some of the stuff that we've been talking about will be here in just a few months. Australia may not get them all, but nearly all of these products will make it to some form of sale, whether it's just online or whether they get that retail distribution.
The Consumer Electronics Show is expected to wrap up on Sunday.
Matthew Kustunen with that report.